it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And one of the reasons I love doing those podcasts, and I think I'm nearing 600 of them, is because I get to talk about stuff that may or may not come up in a session, that might be in the background, and explore it deeper. And much of it, much of the insight that I bring forward, I intuitively was already sensing. And so it's so nice to track it back and look at where the science may support it, or other teachers might support it. I love the vastness of my intuition. I will say that. It's just amazing. So this is a cool one that intuitively has been playing in my mind for a good part, for most of this year and the end of last year, in December, into this month. And it's about the energy of chasing. I have no idea how I'm even going to title this show, but those of you who heard me say chasing probably know what I'm talking about. So the energy of chasing what you want or being chased. What is it? Because it feels weird when I tune into it. Every time I tune into chasing, when I'm chasing and when someone is chasing me, whether it be romantic or professional in business, I'm always like, what is that? What? It just feels different. It feels weird. So I'm going to talk to you about it. And what I have been saying consistently about it without saying it is accurate based on the science. So I'm looking forward to sharing some of that with you. If you are new to this program, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams using my intuition. If you have a dream that you are ready to manifest and you've been working it and maybe the breakthrough hasn't happened and you've tried everything, then consider working with me. My Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program is a great place to start that process and complete that process. And then, of course, all my other programs. The Joy Program is filling up. It's a group program. I haven't done a group program in a long time like this. Space is limited. And so consider that if you are looking to work with me. Maybe you've been listening to this program for a while and you're like, you know, some of Amy's other services aren't in my price point at this time in my life. This is a wonderful way. You get a lot of time with me, and that's why I keep it pretty small. And so it's a wonderful way to start your manifestation journey. We're going to be using the energy of joy to create what we want with ease and grace and joy, because joy attracts joy, right? So consider that, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program, and the Joy Group Intuitive Coaching Program. All right, you guys, let's talk about chasing. I'm giggling because it's been showing up, right? I've shared a lot on this program that old school me, pre-meeting my ex-husband, I spent a lot of time chasing men. Right. And then I got hip to the fact that that didn't work and I quit. But I never explored like the origins of chasing. I just kind of stopped the whole thing. Like I took a completely different 180 approach to dating. I actually was dating instead of just chasing. Right. But there are definitely goals, things in my life that I have chased since then. Same energy space. Most seen in romantic relationships. And then recently, I've had some people chasing me. And it seemed like no matter how many times I could say, like, hey, I just don't think this is going to work, they keep chasing, right? And so, and in that process, because I'm a sensing person, intuitive sensing person, I'm like, this feels so weird. It feels so weird. And I was never that these people were terrible. No, they were amazing, wonderful people. It just wasn't the right fit. And so I'm like, what is this? Like, how many times do I say, hey, man, you're amazing. This isn't the right fit, right? And why? And I share all of this with you because it's not a reflection of me in any way, shape, or form that someone is chasing me. Just as it, when I was chasing men, it was not a reflection of those men, right? It's all that person's inner journey, but what's going on in that inner journey? So as I tune in to the energy of chasing, I have always said that it is, and you've heard me say this if you're a listener many times, that it is a result of falling in love with the fantasy, right? That's the best way I could sum it up. And so I did a little research, and it turns out Helen Fisher and her team did a study of rejection and romantic relationships, unrequited love, that was published in the Journal of Neurophysiology. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. And it says, or one of the pieces it said, romantic rejection stimulates the part of the brain associated with motivation, reward, addiction, and craving. And I'm going to say that no matter what you're chasing, right, it stimulates that part of the brain. We see it and we can understand it most easily with romantic relationships, particularly because of that free will component. And so the other person has free will to say yes or no, right? And so it because of that, right, it you don't have that control, right? And so that out-of-controlness mimics the energy of addiction, and it can feel that way for anything, not just another human. It can feel that way for a job. It can feel that way for money, a certain lifestyle maybe you're chasing. And so unless you shift something within you, you just continue that cycle of chasing, right? You might be chasing that person in your mind. You might be chasing that thing in your mind. You have to change something about you, right? Something going on within you. And it's not to make yourself wrong. It's just to say, it's just like my hard 180 on, like, A, I just started dating. I was chasing men who weren't trying to date me. And I finally got clear on that. I was like, oh shit, I actually have to jump into the dating game and play that game. And so that was a shift, right? Something shifted within me and then everything changed. So I'll start here with chasing. It never works. I love you. I love all of you. It never works. It never, ever works. Whether you're chasing money, whether you're chasing an opportunity, whether you're chasing a man, it never works to chase. So stop. A money teacher had sent something out, and I read it. It was so good that I read it over and over again. But one of the pieces of that was talking about, she said, the example she gave, if you chased a dog or a kid, they would run from you, right? Like, that's the natural process. So it's always, like, chasing sets up the cycle of whatever it is running from you. And so that's why it never works. So what do you do when there's something that you want and you feel compelled to chase it? Well, ask yourself, why do I think I can't have it? Why do I think I can't have it? Because under that question, as you get clear about that, that starts to break up the surge of energy within you that creates the addiction. Right? Because I do think addiction is an intoxication of some type, right? We're chasing that intoxication. And so you want to break up that intoxication and just asking yourself, why do I think I can't have it, can start to break that process, right? And from there, refute all of those reasons why you can't have it. Now, if it's another person, you are going to have to write on that list, because this person has free will and there's a high probability that they don't like me in the same way I like them. And that's completely okay. There's somebody out there for me. Now, outside of that, pretty much anything else you've been chasing, you can have. You can have it. You just have to shift your approach, because in that process of chasing, again, you're holding the vibration of, I can't have it. So what shows up are experiences and circumstances and opportunities and people that tell you, I can't have it, right? So I want you to just stop chasing. Stop chasing altogether. And if somebody is chasing you, it might give you a temporary sense of power. It might feel good in the moment for a second, but at the end of the day, if you know it's not right for you, if you know it's not in alignment with you, what you want, it's a real waste of your humanly energy on this planet to stay in it, right? It just is, right? And you start to form attachments, and then you start to chase it. You start to chase the idea of what it could be instead of looking at what it is. Do you see how messy chasing gets? Like, you all of a sudden start chasing a fantasy because somebody's chasing you. And don't play that game. Just say, I know in my heart I can have what I want. I've identified that, let's say it's a romantic situation, that it's not right, and cut it off. Period. It will save you so much heartache. And it's not just in romantic relationships. I've seen it in friendships too. And every time that, like, I'll tell you this. So I have a friend who's no longer my friend, who had done something a couple years back, and she chased me, right? She hit me up on all the lines. We got to talk about it. I was like, no, we don't need to. But by the time the chasing had really hit its head, I found myself apologizing to her for something she had done, right? And so, and I'm like, wow, that's a self-esteem thing. And I'll be the first to say, clean up the self-esteem. And I spent a good part of last year doing some work around self-esteem. Once you start to feel stronger and stronger and stronger, you're going to realize that that initial hit, why you were saying no and say that person was chasing you and you fell back into it, you'll see all of that stuff very clearly. You're like, oh, this was why. And it'll make total sense, right? You'll feel a sense of, you won't feel bad, right? Because a lot of times when people are pursuing us for whatever it is, professionally, friendships, romantically, we feel bad for not being receptive to it, right? Us feeling people. And that's not healthy. Your feelings are real, right? Your sensing is real. Your desire is real. So if you were sensing and feeling and desiring that something that's not what this person is, it's totally okay to be good with that, no matter how much they're pushing back on it. You're in charge of your life. And I'm telling you, there's an abundance of people in this world. There's an abundance of friends. There's an abundance of opportunities. There's an abundance of jobs. There's an abundance of romantic relationships. And why I'm talking about this, I had two men back-to-back chase me, and I kept saying to them, you know, hey, this doesn't feel right, and I'm not interested. And I genuinely appreciated all of the things I appreciate about them, but the things that logistically weren't right, and it was all, most of it was all logistics. Some childhood wounding that I wasn't on board for, but most of it was logistics, like, hey, you live here and you have this lifestyle and my lifestyle's like this, right? And so nothing changed, right? And so if they were calling me or reaching out to me, I might engage them a bit, and until I got to the point where I'm just like, no, it's not right. Now, I do this work for the living. So I can easily catch myself when I get lost in something, right? I got lost in, oh, they're chasing me and they like me. And then I will soulfully catch myself. Me, maybe 20 years ago, I would probably have stayed in it and it would have been like a year-long thing, right? Within a couple of days, I can catch myself and be like, girl, you know better. Know better in the sense that not making myself wrong, that I was right the first time. It wasn't a match. It wasn't in alignment with my truth, and it's totally fine to say that. It is totally and 100% fine because they're not really chasing you. Let's go back to the original point I made about all of this. They're caught in the addiction of chasing. Unless my spirit guides, when I recorded this twice, this is my second time through, I thought it was recording and it wasn't. But what my spirit guides drew my attention to is if they come back with a different offer, then you are no longer in the vibration of chasing. So let's take a job, for instance, and you're like, nah, that's not the right job for me. And they come back and they offer you more money or they offer you more of what you want. Then you can go back and look at it. The energy has shifted around it, right? But if it's, let's say it's a man, and he's not really doing anything differently, he's just continuing to call you, then it's the same. You don't have to reconsider it, right? And pay attention to how you're feeling. Does it still feel like the way it originally did? Or even if, you know, you like the things that you like about that person, but you know fundamentally there's something that's not in alignment with the life that you want to live. Fundamental things, everybody gets to be who they are. So that's not, they don't have to change in that way, and they probably haven't. They're caught in the addiction, the craving. And then you become something on a pedestal. We're going to talk about this really quickly. So in addition, in this research Helen Fisher did in the Journal of Neurophysiology, one of the things that they discovered was it's in romantic relationships, that's what they were studying, it's as if that person suddenly becomes even more valuable, right? So they go from being a Honda Civic to being a luxury, I don't know cars, I don't know why I did that, but let's just say a Tesla, the top of the line Tesla, in there in your mind, right? Or in their mind if they're chasing you. Suddenly you become even more valuable. Again, this is the mind making all of this up, right? And I call that you put it on a pedestal. In manifestation, wonderful teacher, oh gosh, I've talked about her on the program, who I can see her in my mind's eye. Christine Michelle, I think that's her name, Christine Michelle. African-American woman, aligned, soul aligned or something, Aligned Life is her website. But she wrote a wonderful book called Aligned Receiver. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the book, Aligned Receiver. And one of the things she was talking about in the manifestation process is why things are difficult to bring into form, what gets in the way of our manifesting at times, is that we've put something on a pedestal. And to welcome it into our life, we've got to take it off the pedestal, and it feels natural, it feels right, it feels like the next step, right? It feels like you, right? And so in this chasing process, we've put something on a pedestal, or we've been put on a pedestal, and both are not healthy. And the people that revel in that, I know there are lots of people I've put on a pedestal, whether it be friends or men, and in retrospect, I can see where they're dealing with their own low self-esteem stuff, right? Because they revel in being put on this pedestal. And nothing good comes from that. So you got to take it. So they've put you on a pedestal if they're chasing you, and it feels like they can't afford you. The value of you increases, but nothing in you has actually changed. It's all going on in their mind. It goes back to that addiction, that falling in love with the fantasy, not living. And, you know, here it is. I talk about spirit guides and creating your reality. But really, this is, you know, it's living alternative facts, right? You're not present. That person doesn't exist. So I'll give you an example. The most recent man that was chasing me, nothing changed. Like he would come back and like be like, hey, you know, can we talk? But he'd still just take the same approach. And he wasn't asking me any questions. It didn't seem like he was trying to really get to know me. He just kept saying the same things over and over again. And I was like, oh shit, I'm not even a person anymore in his consciousness. Because now he's in the addiction. All right, that's why every time I tuned into it, like even though there were things I really appreciated about it, every time I tuned into it, it just felt weird. It didn't feel like natural. It felt odd. And at some points, it started to feel even just kind of gross, right? That is because what I'm tuning into, that feeling, that gross feeling, is the addiction. They've put me on a pedestal that's not based on fact, right? And so that has nothing to do with me. That's their whole journey. I just have to be conscious and get out, right? And be like, peace, you know? And be soulful about that. Be loving about it. Be compassionate about it. Practice healthy boundaries about it. Don't let your ego get caught up and say, oh, they really like me. I must be stellar. No, you're no more stellar than what you believe yourself to be, right? So you don't need that outside validation to make you something. Just give that to yourself, right? And be clear about what you want, right? So just because somebody likes you and wants you, whether it be romantic, whether it be professional, does not mean that it is right. It has, you know, within you if something's in alignment with your truth. Yeah, don't get addicted to the fantasy. Don't let someone get addicted to you. And you get wrapped up in it. They get to do what they want. You have no control over their behavior, but you can cut it off. You don't have to keep engaging it, right? So just check yourself. And vice versa, if you're chasing somebody, ask yourself, am I caught in an addiction of this? And don't feel any shame or guilt or ill feelings about it. Just acknowledge it. Like, oh, how wonderful is spirit. I heard that woman on that podcast say, I might be addicted to this situation. You probably are. And then that's where you go and you get care, right? You go and you say, I got to cut this off cold turkey. You know, it's not really about this person. And here's the thing, my friends. Let's see. Last time I chased somebody, I didn't really chase in the old way I used to chase, but I definitely was pumping a lot of energy out towards this person. And you know, I had had like two conversations with this man. I didn't even know him. This was a couple months ago. And I didn't even know him. But there was some spark or something that I felt, and it just consumed me. And I remember there was one day I was in meditation, and he was just dominating my meditation. And he wasn't. I was, my thoughts of him were dominating my meditation. And I said, you know, then, you know, because we're woo-woo, airy-fairy people, I started to think, does this mean something? This must mean he's thinking about me too. No, he wasn't, because if he was, he would have picked up the phone and called me or booked a date or something, right? No, I didn't hear from him. It was crickets. Didn't hear from him again, right? And even because addiction is real and I can be transparent about this, even a couple of weeks later, I casually in quotes, reached out. He's into college football. I'm into college football. And there was something that happened in a game, and I knew he was probably watching it. And so I reached out, and it was crickets again. I was like, girl, you need to quit. And I knew it wasn't this man. I didn't know anything about this man, right? It was the addiction. It was the fantasy. I put him on a pedestal. I had given him value that probably wasn't even accurate, right? It doesn't mean he's not valuable. He's totally valuable. Every human's valuable. But I didn't know anything about him. So I couldn't really assign any value. I made it up, right? So I've told you both sides of it, being chased and chasing, and I'm being very transparent. All of it is gross. I love you as you tune into it. And when I say gross on this show, it's because I am a psychic and I feel energy. That's my dominant psychic sense. So when I tune into something, imagine putting your hand in something icky. That's how it feels. So that's how I know. I'm like, something's off here, right? And so I'm not saying you are gross. I'm not saying the situation is gross. I'm saying as I tune into the energy of a situation, it's like I just put my hand in like something hella fucking gross. And so I describe it as it's gross. So chasing is gross. You don't have to do it. It's not a requirement for life. It doesn't move the dial. And I'm speaking so candidly because I know it happens, it shows up, and we don't even really have a place to talk about it. But turns out there is science to support it. So take the note. There is somebody out there, if it's romantic, where it's not going to feel gross, it's going to feel amazing, it's going to feel real, it's going to feel natural, it's going to feel organic, it's going to feel right, and just wait for that. Do the work for that. Get clearer and clearer and clearer and take inspired action as it comes up and feel the feelings of already being in the relationship with that person, and then it will be manifested into form. You don't have to settle. You don't have to accept crumbs. You don't have to accept somebody's addictive, that they've turned you into addiction. Next on this, if it's a job, get clear about the job that you want. If someone's offering you a job that's not in alignment with what you said you wanted, you don't have to accept it. And know and believe that God has got your back, and it's not going to take a long time. If the desire is on your heart, what Spirit has consistently shown me, and all I spent a lot of time in meditation in 2020 because we all had a lot of time, and what Spirit showed me was that things don't take nearly as much time as humans think. If the desire is readily on your heart, it means that it is possible for you. It means that it's go time. And even if there's some steps in between, those steps can be taken in a really synchronistic, rhythmic way in which you're already in it, right? It's already happening. It's yours. So just trust that. You never have to chase anything. And if you're chasing it, it's running away from you anyway. So just stop because you're wasting energy. And if someone's chasing you, stop it as quickly as you possibly can because it's not about you. They're caught up in something in their mind. I hope you found this show helpful. I wanted to be very open about it because this is a space where we can talk about this stuff. I love you for listening. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Look at the massive result. Look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Look at the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package. It's a wonderful way to do 60 days with me where you can really move the dial on whatever you're working on and probably manifest in that time too, because I believe in rapid manifestation. And I say probably because what I've found is when people do the up-level package, it takes them some time to adjust to like, oh, whoa, wow, this is really moving. This, wow, shit, this is happening. Oh, resistance, resistance. So that's why I say, but you can get something shifting there. And my goal is always to give you as much wisdom, guidance, support that you can take and not just use in whatever you're manifesting in that moment, but use in every aspect of your life and build on top of it and gain more wisdom and insight so that living becomes easy and fun and joyful no matter what you're facing, good or bad. So, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I love you. Thank you.